der Podcast vom Dog 11.
Hello, my name is Neil Laval and I'm the director of the dance performance company Total Brutal, based in Berlin since summer 2007. I am an artist recognized with Dog 11 Theater, and I'm working here constantly since 13 years by now. My work is being supported by Hauptstadt Kulturfonds, Berliner Senat, Fonds Darsteller die Künste, Goethe-Institut around the world, and other sponsors. And this week, we have a very special 4 shows and premiere after the horrible 1.5 years of pandemic. Finally, we are performing in front of public with Come As You Are, Teil 2, which is a very special project with 3 Syrian dancers. In 2017, I was volunteering, meeting Syrian refugees, helping them moving their body, connecting to their bodies. And I luckily met one dancer, Medhat, and it was amazing because I'm from Israel. And geographically, we are neighbors, but our countries are enemies, and I could never meet the neighbors. We could never meet each other. So the consequence of the horrible situation in the Middle East and wars brought us to Berlin and brought us to meet each other. And from this volunteering that was nothing to do with art directly, I met his cousin, with Mufak, which is also a dancer, a very young dancer. And we kept in contact, and a relation started to develop. And after 1.5 years, I thought that it would be important and beautiful to show their adaptation process as artists in Berlin. Their background is totally different. They come from ballet, but it's a little bit awkward, but it's not the high standard of ballet that we have here in Europe. And their major background was a folk dance. It's called Debka. It's a very familiar social dance in the Middle East. And they were almost like aliens when they arrived to Berlin. I think they didn't really know what is the contemporary dance field producing here, what is the style, very diverse styles in Berlin. And I felt that they are in a culture shock. And I thought that I can help them to show them my style, the way I work with Total Brutal and my breathing system, and to open their eyes for other creators, other theaters in the city. And then came the project, Come As You Are. I wanted to show to the public, to European public, how difficult and how complex and how beautiful it is to adapt to the Berlin dance scene. And this was a very beautiful process that we went together. With a lot of honesty, a lot of personal stories, a lot of emotions. And the show itself was immediately a huge success. There was a thirsty public that wanted to know about what is the subculture that has arrived to Berlin. What is culture in Syria? What is dance in Syria? Nobody knows anything about dance in Syria. I think the whole world didn't know anything. And this was, for me, a central point and focus that we as a society learn to know who are the Syrian artists and dancers that are among us. And we were playing 35 shows within a few years, and we were touring all over Germany and went to Scotland, and we exposed this art to the wide public. And luckily, I got support for us to continue and show where does these dancers standing and what is their life look like 5 years after their arrival in 2015. So this week, we show Come As You Are and Teil 2, which is following their dreams, their fears, their disappointments, their physical journey, this mental adaptation, their mental, it shows their mental adaptations and also what kind of light and brightness and humor and they bring into us. It's not just we as society observing them, but also what we as a society can learn from them. And we got support from the Senat of Berlin for Culture. And this time we could go together and I could teach them how does a professional production start from zero and end up with a premiere. And we have the shows in July, this weekend from the 1st till the 4th, and a Wiederaufnahme, another round of shows from the 5th to the 8th of August in Doc L Theater every day at 7 o'clock p.m. And you're all very mostly welcome to join and see the dancers on stage.